Summer rolls on at the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival, hosted by the Hillstead Museum in Farmington, Connecticut. And what would summer be without the company of a good dog? Probably more or less the same, but without a rawhide bone to chew. This week in the Sunken Garden, poet Wesley McNair read about a noble canine, Charles by accident.
Named Charlie for the relaxed companionship we expected, he became Charles for his butler-like obedience. Though he went off duty the morning my wife walked back from the mailbox, watching him toss what looked like a red sock gloriously into the air, seeing it was actually the cardinal she had been feeding all winter. Why did she scream like that? Was the question his whole horrified body seemed to ask. Just before he disappeared, back soon at the door, black coat, white collar, all ready to serve us. Who was that other dog, anyway? Who, on the other hand, was this one? Chosen at the pound for his breed and small size, now grown into three or four different kinds of large dogs stuck together. It wasn't his fault, of course, that in the end he wasn't Charlie, or even, considering the way he barked at guests and sniffed them, Charles, exactly. Besides, it couldn't have been easy to be whatever sort of dog he was. Part retriever, he spent his winters biting ice and summer's dirt out of his tufted paws. Part collie, all he ever got to herd were two faux sheep, a wire-haired terrier that bit him back, and a cat that turned and ran up trees. An accidental sheepdog, Charles by accident, and our dog only after he'd been disowned. He understood that life is all missed connections and plan B. The reason why, perhaps, no one could quite pat him or say good boy enough, and why sometimes asleep he mourned, working his legs, as if running to a place he could never reach, beyond Charles, or any other way we could think of to call him.
Wesley McNair reading Charles by accident from his book of poems titled Fire, published this year by David R. Godin. Mr. McNair is a professor at the University of Maine at Farmington. The Sunken Garden Poetry Festival continues in 2 weeks with San Diego poet Marilyn Chin. Thanks to independent producers David Budreese and Phyllis Joffe, who record the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival.